So for $6 this weekend, you can catch up with Oscar-nominated films like A Star Is Born, Bohemian Rhapsody, and Green Book on TV via online streaming services. It's the pre-Oscar edition of Talking Tech. I'm Jefferson Graham with USA Today. Basically, every movie that you might want to see that's nominated for Best Picture is online. You'll have to pay, but it is online. But first, you will have to dive into an odd variety of different video formats and device rules, and you better watch fast. If you're not familiar with watching video on demand, you pay around $6 and you only get 48 hours to start the movie and finish it. So if you're the type who likes to stretch out that viewing, you are out of luck. Most of the movies are available on demand via YouTube, Amazon Prime Video, Vudu, Fandango Now, and Google Play. Now, the Oscar ceremony will air Sunday on ABC beginning at 8 p.m. ET, 5 p.m. PT, and it's also available on the ABC app or cable alternative services like YouTube TV, DirecTV Now, and Sling TV. Let's look at what's available on the major services. Netflix has 4 of the Oscar-nominated films available to members without paying an additional fee: Roma, Black Panther, The Ballad of Buster Scruggs, and The Incredibles 2. Amazon Video, which is the chief streaming rival to Netflix, has none of the 2019 Academy Award contenders available for streaming to members of its $119 a year Prime service yet. Cold War, which is up for Best Foreign Film, will be on the service beginning March 22nd. Amazon does, however, have many of the top nominated films for a fee. The going rate is $6 for many of the contenders, but some are even more expensive. Amazon charges $20 to watch animation nominee Ralph Breaks the Internet, but has First Reformed, which is with Ethan Hawke, and it's up for Best Original Screenplay, and you can see it for just 99 cents. Look out for really weird rules. Bohemian Rhapsody, for instance, is available in HD on YouTube. However, if you'd like to see the story of the rock band Queen in 4K ultra-high definition, you don't have a lot of choices. You'll need to be watching on recent Sony or Samsung 4K TVs, or you will need to spring for Google's under-the-radar $70 Chromecast Ultra streaming device and watch it that way. The Ultra connects to the TV and asks you to watch via a smartphone app to cast the movie wirelessly to the TV. Vudu, the service owned by Walmart, offers films in HD, HDX, which is slightly higher resolution, and ultra-high definition 4K. But on Vudu, A Star Is Born is available in just HDX, while Bohemian Rhapsody streams in HD, HDX, and UHD, all for $6. Oy! Fandango Now, the service from the company that sells online tickets, does offer A Star Is Born in 4K, as does Apple, but only if you own the Apple TV 4K $180 set-top box, the model that costs $30 more than the entry-level Apple TV, if you watch the film on your iPhone or iPad, 1080p HD. Finally, on Amazon, which has tons of movies available for video on demand, Star Is Born's not there. However, it does offer Oscar-nominated films at various prices. RBG, the documentary about Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, is $3. The Wife with Best Actress nominee Glenn Close is $5. And Best Picture nominee The Favorite, $15. Now, I don't mind paying to watch the films, especially when the fees are so much more reasonable than what's being charged at the theaters. But these usage rules are ripe for changing. How about one rule on all the services? Do you think that'd be kind of cool? Happy viewing. Good luck, Oscar winners. A special treat for Talking Tech fans. Check out my at Jefferson Graham YouTube channel. I did a video this week about where to take great photos in classic Hollywood locations, from La La Land to Singing in the Rain to The Dark Knight Rises. I think you'll get a kick out of it. Please watch and let me know what you think. You can leave a comment on my YouTube channel. You can find me on Twitter, where I'm at Jefferson Graham. Don't forget to subscribe to Talking Tech wherever you listen to online audio. Please favorite us on Stitcher, which helps more people find the show. And as always, thanks everyone for listening.